ball's up. Tap is controlled by Stegen for the Glacier Bears. Goes to Bradford on the right-hand side. Defense by the Sing. Long three-pointer by Swinton. A little bit short. Rebound comes back down. Goes out of bounds. Ball's going to go off of. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Went off of one of the Panthers. So Swinton will inbound the basketball on the far side. Gets it back into Bradford. Looks inside. Takes a left-handed dribble across the lane. Stops. Reverses back to Swinton. Just beginning first quarter action here. Swinton out at the top, directing traffic. She wants somebody over on the left. Now they rotate up. She'll take it across to Stegen. Stegen comes across, reverses back again, looking for Swinton along that baseline. She's there. Stop. Jumper about 10. In and out. No rebound. Comes back down to Larson. Up and in. Janae got inside position. Just put that back up and in. Glacier Bears lead 2-0 right down here at the beginning of this first quarter of action. Barlow out at the top. She'll go left-hand side to Janon. Can't do anything with it. Back out to Aspen Hansen. Long three on the way off the back of the board. Rebound comes back down to Barlow for the Panthers. And Aspen Hansen drives down the right side. Good defense by Bradford. Didn't give her that lane. They go back again. They'll fire it up again. This one's too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down to Cowart. And out to Swinton. Swinton's quick down the court on the right-hand side. She's going to go all the way to that baseline. Puts up the shot and draws the foul and gets the basket. So she's going to get the bucket off of it. Glacier Bears are going right at the basket right away. Doug and I talked about that a little bit. If we can get them into a bit of foul trouble, it'll make a big difference because they don't have a deep bench at all. Aspen Hansen, her first personal foul, first team foul. Swinton back at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. This one's on its way and good. So she picks up her 3 points real quick there by getting that bucket. And down come the court. Down the court comes the Barlow for the Craig Panthers. They go left-hand side to Denon. She looks inside. Can't find anybody. Comes back out to Aspen Hansen. And now the official wants to take a quick timeout here to look at something.
Well, they didn't have the score up. And then, well, the guy was trying to figure out the score. He didn't start the clock after Kaylee's free throw. So,
all right. Well, a little time run off the clock. I guess that can work in your favor if you're behind. If you're ahead, do you want every second to go off of there? You can. All right. It's going to be Panther basketball on the far side of the court. Hansen will inbound. Gets the ball back into Barlow. She slowly comes across. Glacier Bears in a 2-3 zone. They extend it way out, however, and Barlow jumping up and down. I'm wide open, she says, but they can't get it to her, however. Aspen Hansen holds the ball high over her head, looking for Bowling down low. She has the inside position, but doesn't give it to her, however. Breaking across the lane, Dion. She puts up the shot from about 6, a little too hard off the glass. Swinton comes down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Left-handed dribble on the side. She's working down, reverses back. Can't find anybody. Now she'll go to Bradford. She goes down low on the block to Larson. Reverses it back. Ball knocked away by Aspen Hansen into the hands of Barlow for the Craig Panthers. Glacier Bears lead 5-0 right now. They go right-hand side. Another shot on the way. This one looks good and is. It's a two-pointer by Dion. And finally, the Craig Panthers get on the board. They're going to put a little pressure on here. They come down the side. Swinton goes on the dribble. She easily gets it across the half-court line. Stops. Puts up the shot from about 6. Off the front of the iron. Rebound. Fought for. Goes off of, I think, Larson and out of bounds. Yep. Official points that direction. Number 3, Yates, coming off the bench. She's a 5'2" freshman are checking into the ball game. So definite the height advantage now as Bowling comes out of the game. She's the tallest player for the Panthers, but she's sitting down right now. Goes left-hand side, Janon. She can't find anybody. Back out to Barlow. Reverses back around to Aspen Hansen. Larson gets out on her because Aspen will shoot that three. Now she stops. Nobody picks her up. It's on its way. A little bit short. Rebound comes back down to Bradford. And she'll quickly come down the court on the right-hand side. They prefer to go down that right side. They never go on the left. Back to Swinton. Alley-oops inside to Larson. She puts up the shot. Going to draw the foul, however. She had good inside position. She's going to draw the foul here. 1-0 Barlow. Second team foul on the Craig Panthers. Swinton recognized that, dumped it down low to Larson, wasn't able to get the bucket, but she's at the free throw line now for the Glacier Bears. She has that early 2 points. This one's a bit short on the shot, so she misses that one. She'll step up for a second. Bounces the ball a couple more times here. 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears lead by 4 now as she gets one of those of the 2 to go. All right, Hansen will bring the ball down. Aspen Hansen does. They haven't been able to go inside to her sister, Ashley, yet. That's one spot that they try to go to. Aspen on the baseline. Larson comes out, puts a little pressure on, looks around, can't do anything, so she's going to come all the way back out and set it again. She's out at the top of the key, goes right-hand side to Barlow, looks inside, nobody breaks across. They go through Yates' hands, but she hustles over and gets it back to Hansen. Shots on the way from three, and it's good. Aspen Hansen, Doug and I talked about that a little bit, leave her open. She's going to shoot. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears on the Glacier Bear, but they easily break it, reversing back around, gets the ball back out to Bradford. She'll bring the ball to the right-hand side. Some pressure being applied. Now they go try to go inside to Larson on the floor. Going to be a timeout. Looks like the Panthers are going to save it by Coach jumping up, calling that 30-second timeout real quick because he knew that probably one of the Glacier Bears are going to get their hands on it.
Yeah, Barlow came in and stripped Larson as she was trying to get up with that shot. Wasn't able to. She lost the ball to Barlow. Barlow is loose on the floor. And like you said, Coach Hansen was able to get that timeout before Larson was able to tie it up.
Well, let me get you caught up a little bit in the 2A boys and girls division. Petersburg and Metlakatla go at it on both sides, girls and boys, for that championship side of the number one seed at the state tournament. Loser, that one drops down into the number two seed section here. So, all right, everybody's back out on the court real quick for the Glacier Bears. Out come the Greg Panthers. Officials are over here talking at the bench again, trying to sort a couple things out before they get started. And like you mentioned, Doug, leave Hansen alone out there. She's going to shoot it. And they've already proved it. They fired up, a half a dozen from beyond the arc already in this ball game. Comes left-hand side to Dion. She looks down inside. Yates breaks across, comes across court. I don't know why she went over there instead of over here. She went across, but luckily for the Glacier Bears, it went out of bounds. So full court pressure being applied by the Craig Panthers now. Somebody can break away. Larson can give it to her, and they do. That's exactly what happened. And Aspen Hansen got beat, and she puts it up and in. So Cowart did the right thing. She faked like she was going towards the Craig basket and then went hard to her bucket and got the easy one. Glacier Bears lead 8-5. Hansen goes down, puts up the shot, a little bit short on it. Rebound comes back down to Ashley Hansen. She can't get the shot either. Rebound back down to Stegen, over to Swinton. Swinton will bring the ball to the right-hand side. Aspen Hansen puts a lot of pressure out the top. Goes back to Bradford, way beyond the three-point arc. Comes around looking for down low to Cowart. Cowart stops, puts up the shot off the back of the glass. She gets her own rebound back. She gets inside, up and in. So she kept with it, was able to get good position, put it back up and in. Glacier Bears now lead 10-5. 3:37 to go here in the first quarter of play. Left-hand side to Dion. She looks inside, finds Hansen at the baseline. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They hustle out, goes all the way across to Barlow. She alley-oops to the top, almost knocked away, and now there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Stegen of the Glacier Bears. Yates out at the top. Three, so that'll be her first foul, first team foul on the Glacier Bears. Barlow will be inbound the ball on the far side. Yates with the basketball now for the Panthers. Bounces the ball a couple of times. Aspen Hansen's down low at the baseline. Larson gets out on her. Takes the left-handed dribble. She'll come out. Gross coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, checking in at the next opportunity. Alley-oops inside to Ashley Hansen. Knocked out of bounds by Cowart as they tried to go inside down low for that one. And Stegen will come out of the basketball game for the Glacier Bears. So down low, we have Larson, Gross, and Cowart for the Glacier Bears on defense. Looking, finally gets the ball back in. Yates puts up the shot, and it's good. Came right off the glass and in, and that's her first two. 10-7 is the score now. Full court pressure, trying to get the ball in. It's going to be down away by Cowart. She looks, goes far high side to Gross. Gross is on a left-handed dribble, comes down, spins, can't find anybody. Alley-oops all the way down, does get it across the 10-second line to Bradford. Bradford's on the dribble. Yates puts a lot of pressure on her. Bradford all the way around. Now she's going to lose the ball out of bounds. Yates touched it, however, so it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Bowling back into the ball game, and Inon comes out of the ball game for the Panthers. 10-7. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears, but they have the basketball. They go to Gross. Turn, puts up the shot, a bit short. Rebound comes back down to Aspen Hansen's hands. She's quick on the dribble. She wants to go all the way to the hoop, does, and she's going to draw the foul two gals there, but I think it's going to be on Bradford. Aspen Henson's not afraid to take it to the hoop. It is on Brittany Bradford. Well, she's played a lot of basketball game for the Panthers starting as a freshman, so she's gotten a lot of time in, and she knew that she needed to take that ball there. Aspen Henson at the free throw line. This one is off to the side, drops down, not any good, however, and looks like coming off the bench will be Krager, and Autumn Gross is going to take a quick seat on it. Henson still at the free throw line. Glacier Bears lead 10-7, 2:38 to go here in this first quarter. This one rolls around, finally drops through. That's her fourth point for the morning. Full court pressure. They go over to Krager. Krager's on the dribble. She'll get it across the 10-second line. Bowling puts some pressure on. They go back to Swenton. Glacier Bears, a lot of man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. The ball goes through Cowart's hands, and Ashley Henson picks it up for the Craig Panthers. 2:20 to go. Long three-pointer on the way. This one's going to be short. Ball comes back down, and it's going to go to the Glacier Bears. Aspen Henson stops. She's about 4 feet behind the three-point arc and decided to fire it up. Glacier Bears, a lot of pressure. They finally get it into Cowart. Cowart comes around the side, almost knocked away by Aspen Henson, but they get the ball back into the hands of Swenton. Two-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and they have the basketball. Goes to Bradford. Two-pointer on the way. Rebound fought for underneath. Cowart comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Back out to Swenton. Good defensive position that time. But the Glacier Bears were able to take away. Swenton puts up the shot a little bit short. Cowart down with it. She puts it up. Fights. Doesn't get a rebound back. And Henson comes away with it as she just ripped it away from Cowart. And Henson for the Panthers gets the ball back into the hands of Barlow. She goes right-hand side. Jermaine Larson almost takes it back. Now they throw it across again. Stolen by Swenton as it was tapped away nicely by Bradford. Swenton comes up with it. Back out to Larson. Larson at the dribble, gets it across. A lot of pressure being applied by Barlow. And it's still going to be Glacier Bear basketball right here in front of the scorer's bench. 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears lead by two. Goes to Bradford. Bradford comes out on the side. And a lot of pressure being applied by Yates. She keeps doing that. She's going to get called for foul because she's reaching in with the wrong hand to knock that ball away. Far side is Bradford with the basketball looking. Gets it into Swenton. Man-to-man pressure by the Panthers right now. They come back out. Swenton at the top. She's directing traffic. Alley-oop inside to Krager. Down low to Cowart. Turn around and got the easy bucket out of it. Destiny Cowart. Nice pass that time by Krager as she gave her the ball in the right position. She just had to turn around and lay it in. Glacier Bears lead by four. Comes back out to Barlow. Barlow reverses all the way back around to Henson. Looking inside for her sister. Now he gives it to her. Sister comes in, but she's going to be called for the travel as she made the move down low on the block. So a fortunate mistake for the Glacier Bears there is the easy bucket. Full court pressure goes to Bradford. Bradford goes down the far side. Nobody's there. She's going to go hard to the hoop. Bowling is there. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Larson for the Glacier Bears. Back out to Swenton. They go to back to Cowart. Turn. Shot. Put up. Going to draw the foul. Fouls on 33, Mary Bowling. And that'll send Cowart back to the line. Destiny has 6 points in the ballgame. First chance from the free throw line. 34 seconds to go. Off to the left-hand side. Doesn't drop. Substitution coming back off the benches. Dion, she'll check into the ballgame. Denon comes out. Henson, Ashley Henson will come out of the basketball game. 34 seconds to go here. Cowart at the free throw line. We need to make every one of these here. This one's on its way. Oh, nothing but air on that one. That was way off to the left. Glacier Bears are only 2 for 5. Looks like Stegan's going to come back into the ball game real quick here for the Glacier Bears, and Bradford's going to take a seat. Barlow gets the ball back in to Yates. Back to Barlow. Barlow will run the offense here. Comes out to the side. Plenty of time to get the shot off. Left-hand side to Barlow. Kicks the ball back out. Goes inside to Barlow again. She looks down low for Bowling, but it's not there. Had her there for a moment. Barlow takes a couple dribbles, kind of loses it, but gets it back into Hanson's hands. Aspen will bring the ball back out with 15 seconds to go here in this quarter. Looking, goes right-hand side to Barlow. Alley-oop inside, going to be knocked out of bounds by Cowart. as they tried to go down low to Bowling. Bowling posting up on that block. 8.4 seconds to go here. 4-point lead for the Glacier Bears. And the pass goes in and out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to have 8.4 seconds to get down the court here to get a shot. Panthers are going to put a lot of pressure in. And Bradford comes off the bench real quick. Stegan will come out of the ball game. All right, let's see if they can take advantage here again of Bowling as she's playing on the wrong side of Cowart. Looking, looking, looking. All right, coming down to Bradford. 6 seconds. Bradford's on the dribble. 4 seconds. He's traveling to the right-hand side. Going to be out of bounds. With 2.5 seconds, the Glacier Bears are going to get the ball on the far side of the court. Larson with the basketball, looking, looking, gets the ball back into Krager. She turns, wants to get that shot up, and doesn't, however. Could have been a foul on that one. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Ames Glacier Bears 12 points and the Craig Panthers 8 points here. Well, Destiny Cowart down low on it is doing a good job. Larson got a nice bucket right at the very beginning there, but they're going to Cowart down low on it, and that's kind of what we talked about. They ended up trying to do.